You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
And so we're looking at the ninth commandment, and here's the commandment number 9. It says, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." Now, that's very important, especially during their time when there's no CCTV cameras and CSI or SOCO. You know, the truth and justice hinges on the credibility of the witnesses. So pag merong case, it's important that the person involved, the people involved, will be truthful and would not lie, because the reputation and the life and the family of the person involved will be greatly affected. You shall not bear false witness. Here's a definition of a false witness: one who stands up and swears before others that something untrue is true, especially with the intention of hurting someone else or ruining his reputation. In short, to bear false witness is to lie about someone. To lie about someone. And God commanded the Israelites to be truthful at all times, in all things, not to lie, especially when they're speaking about other people. So, kung isi-simplify po natin yung commandment ni God, the commandment is do not lie. Okay, can you please turn to the person seated next to you, sabi mo sa kanya, do not lie. Since we are in church, we cannot lie. How many of you have lied before? Raise your hands, aside from me. Ayan. Talagang pag nauna yung pastor, daming sumusunod, no? Titinginan muna eh. Pero. Okay, yung mga hindi nagtaas ng kamay, you just lied. Okay? We all lied. Sometimes, it's already a joke for us. Hindi na natin siya napapansin, no? I have here some examples. Nakalagay, "I've read and agreed." Diba? How many people actually read that? At the end of the contract, sobrang haba ilang pages, tapos nakalagay doon may tick box. Hinahanap mo lang yun eh. I've read and... Oh, signature. Okay? We've lied in different ways. Siguro yung iba sa atin dito, you lied about your age. Always. Hindi ka na nakaalis ng 30. You lied about your credentials, and yung iba sa atin dito, we lied, di ba? Maybe sa mga wives, no? Ewan ko kung na-experience nyo to. Pag nag-shopping or nagme-makeup, 2 minutes. Isang oras na yun. 2 minutes. Or, on the way. I'm on my way. Ayan. Exactly, nasan ka na? Ah, palabas ng bahay. I'm on my way. Andiyo na ako. Okay? So, sometimes, you know, it's... So, we lied. We can all relate. Okay? And we can say we're guilty when it comes to this commandment. So, I'd like to break this down into 3 parts. What does the Bible says about lying? Why do we lie? And what are some practical things we can do to be truthful and stop living a life of lying? First one, what does the Bible says about lying? Proverbs. There's a lot of verses in the Bible about lying. I just chosen 3. Proverbs 6, 16, 19. There are 6 things that the Lord hates. 7 that are an abomination to Him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. I'm not sure what makes you mad. You know, at one time, nung single pa ho ako, I experienced living in a house with 17 other men. 3 bedrooms, 2-story house, 18 kami, single. So, syempre, pag mga boys kasama mo, matitest talaga yung character mo. Patience, kindness, thoughts of murder and violence. May housemate kami, galit siya kasi lagi may gumagamit ng coffee mug niya tapos hindi hinuhugasan. He's trying to be a Christian. At first, sinasabi niya, guys, pahugas naman. One time, umuwi siya, madaling araw, siguro mga 2 a.m., tulog na kami lahat. Tapos may narinig na lang kami, opa! Sumisigaw na, gising kayo lahat! Lanami ko na, ah, bakit nangyari? Sinong gumamit ng baso ko? Galit na galit, di ba? Grabe ka naman! You know, during his nung birthday niya, you know what we gave him? 17 cup coffee mug, okay? I don't know what makes you mad, but the Bible mentioned 6 things that makes God angry, which includes a lying tongue and a false witness. Why is it such a big deal? Of all the things that can make God angry, why a lying tongue? You know why? Because it destroys relationships. It destroys families, it destroys marriages, societies, friendship, nation. A relationship built on lies will not flourish. If there's a lie, trust is destroyed. That's why in Proverbs 12:19, truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. You will not do business with someone who has a history of lying. You will not be able to build a strong marriage if you cannot trust your spouse. Can you imagine going to work tapos hindi mo alam asan kaya yung asawa ko? It's hard. You know, lies destroys relationship. And God wants us to have a healthy relationship with Him and to one another. God hates lying because it destroys relationship. Second, another reason is because lying is demonic in nature. John chapter 8, verse 44. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. God was talking to a people who's really stubborn and they refuse to accept the truth about God. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, talking about the devil, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. That's the character and nature of the devil. He's been lying since the very beginning. You know, in Genesis, in chapter 3 or 4, the devil in the form of a serpent lied to Eve. He sowed a lie, distorted the word of God, and the Bible said that Eve was convinced by the devil. Ang sabi lang naman ni Lord, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden. Actually, sobrang laki. You want to eat from all the tree? Go ahead. Just one tree. Tapos sabi nung demonyo, totoo bang sabi ni Lord, di ka pwedeng kumain? Parang dinistort niya yung truth. And then he sowed a lie. You know, you will not really die. The serpent was able to convince Eve that God was lying to them. That God was trying to withhold something good to them. And because of that, she gave in. And that lie not only destroyed the relationship with God, it affected all of us today. One lie, and it destroyed the relationship. No wonder in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 9, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will perish. That's what the Bible says. Why do we lie? Why do we lie? You know, there's a TV series that I used to watch entitled Lie to Me. How many of you are familiar with this TV series? It's about this. It's about Doctor featuring Doctor Lightman. This he's a world-leading deception researcher. He's an expert in telling if a person is lying. Okay, may art pala yon, may science. You know, when people lie, there's certain facial expression, there's movement, there's gesture. It's just really fun to watch. Okay, so may mga iba-iba yung expression pag angry, pag may fear, may surprise, not only facial expression pero hand, yung mga hand movements, hindi ko ma-recall yung exact na, pero yung mga gumaganon pala. So ma-figure out mo. Sometimes tinatry ko sa victory group, pag victory group na, okay, who among you here are regularly giving your tithes? Oo naman, pastor. Okay. Yung mga gumaganon, yung mga. Okay? Kamusta naman yung message? Okay, naintindihan niyo ba? Oo, okay, pastor. O, kamusta naman ikaw nung girlfriend mo? Kamusta kayo last week? Are you living pure and holy? Oo, okay naman, pastor. Pero, guilty, guilty. Huli, di ba? But, why do we lie? You know, there are, here are the most common reasons or causes of lying. First one is personal gain or pleasure. Personal gain. We're trying to obtain something that we believe we won't be able to have if we tell the truth or if we become truthful. So we lie. Sometimes, may ibang tao, you know, to make a sale or to get a promotion or to earn a favor, they would lie because in their mind, unless I lie, I won't be able to have it. There's no way I'm going to get it if I become honest. Next one is to cover up. That's what David did when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. He tried to cover it up by calling out the husband. Trinay niya pa uwiin sa bahay from war. Kunwari, he's just asking for update, what's happening in the battlefield. Then after that, sabi niya, okay, just rest, go to your house, I'll send you food and wine and spend time with your wife. So, he tried to cover up. Normally, you know, people would lie when they committed a sin that they don't want anyone to know. Pride and insecurity. When we're trying to project an image, we want people to think that we are better than what or who we really are. You know, it's interesting because there's a study or a survey that was made in the UK, France, Spain. I forgot the other country. And here's the result of their survey. Study reveals almost everybody lies on their Facebook and Instagram profiles to look good. Grabe, no? Sometimes sa Facebook, hindi mo na malaman kung ano yung totoo. Eh. There's so many lies right there. Trying to project an image. Grabe, ang ganda ng ano niya. Here, right now, just relaxing. Grabe. Ang daming pinoproject na image. So many lies. Fourth reason is misguided love. Misguided love. Because they don't want to offend someone or they want to protect somebody close to them, they lie. Alam ko mali magpa-cheating sa exam pero ay, nahulog. May mga ano, yung mga iba-ibang ano eh. Mga nakasulat na lying. Why? Misguided love. I want to help because I care for that person. But lying. But you know, if you think about it, all these lies, it goes back to our issue of idolatry. It's breaking the first and second commandments. Because at that moment, when we're lying, we're actually trusting and valuing something more than God. We're valuing our relationship with that person more than our relationship with God. We're valuing a promotion. We're valuing money. We fear other people more than we fear God. Idolatry, idols or false gods are things we trust and value more than God. If you still remember commandment number 2, when we talked about idolatry, we said that if you don't worship God, you don't worship nothing. You worship anything. Because you're created to worship. To pour out your life to something or someone. And if you are not pouring out your life to God, If you're not pouring out your life to Him, you're going to look for something or someone to pour your life into. So, it's an issue of idolatry. You're looking to something for something that only God can fill. Instead of looking to God for love, security, fulfillment, meaning, purpose, significance, provision, instead of looking to God, we look to other alternatives. And in the process, we lie sometimes. It goes back to an issue of idolatry. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. I like this verse. It says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." And verse 4, "When Christ, who is your life, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory." Christ is your life. Christ is our source. Christ is our fulfillment. Christ is our salvation. He is the reason for living. It's not work. It's not fame. It's not him or her. It's not grades. It's not business. It's not even family. No, the reason for living is Jesus Christ. And if the moment that becomes a reality in us, the pressure is removed. Now I can focus on what God is doing in my heart and in my life. Now I can follow you, God, because you are the reason for living. You are my source. In the process of following you, and this is taken away from me, I'll be okay because you are the source. You will provide. You are my God. We can follow God. So at the heart of lying is this issue of idolatry. We're trusting and valuing someone more than God. We're trusting the approval of man more than the approval of God. We fear what men can do to us rather than what God can do to us. Idolatry. He is your life. Can you please turn to the person said next to you, sabihin mo sa kanya, Jesus is your life. Don't forget that. Jesus is your life. Last thing, what I'd like to talk about is how can we obey this command? How can we obey this command? How can we distinguish lies from truth? Sometimes, okay, gets ko, bawal, it's not good to lie. It's not because of legalism, but I now see the wisdom of God. Now I see why God placed that there, along with do not murder, do not commit adultery, and then do not lie. Now I see the wisdom of God, because God wants me to have meaningful, rich, healthy relationship with God and others. So how do I obey this command? What can I practically do so I can be truthful, so I can stop living a life of lie, and I can distinguish truth from lie? Minsan kasi ang hirap, ano ba talaga, Lord? May white lies pa. You know, mahirap yung white lies. People who believe in white lies soon they become color blind. Lahat white na. First one, practical thing we can do is meditate God's word daily. How many of you here are reading God's word every single day? Tatlo lang. Lord, help us. If you can Facebook for an hour a day, you can surely find time to read the book, the Bible, the word of God. Meditate God's word daily. John 8, verse 31 to 32. "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" The reason sometimes we cannot get out of lying and living a life of lie is because we ourselves, we are confused what is true and what is a lie. And the Bible says, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. The moment we know the truth, then we can follow God. The devil is always lying to us. That's why Jesus set us an example. When the devil tempted Jesus after 40 days of fasting, you know how Jesus resisted temptation? By quoting the scripture. Every time the devil would lie to him, Jesus would say, "It is written." He's grounded in the word. There's no way you can lie to me because I know the truth. Hindi mo ako pwedeng bentahan. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, this is worth 10,000. Taga Green Hills ako. I know. Ang daming nabibiktima dyan, di ba? Mga foreigners, parang, nakamura tayo, 5,000. Pag Pinoy, magkano to? 3,000? Okay, 800. Parang layo. You cannot lie to me. I know the truth. I remember one student, I'm doing one-to-one with. I'm discipling him. And one time, he talked to me and said, "Pastor, thank you for everything you're doing, for investing your time with me, helping me to grow in my relationship with God. Pero my mom told me I cannot meet with you anymore." "Huh? Why?" He said, "You're just, binibrainwash mo lang daw ako." Sabi ko sa kanya, "Wow. Sabi mo sa mommy mo, she's right. We all need to be brainwashed by the Word of God." The Bible says, "And you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind." We've accumulated so much garbage and lies growing up. Different sources, books, media, movie, TV, other people, teacher. I mean, there's so many lies. We need the Word of God to wash our mind. We need the Word. And that's why we need to get into the Word every single day. We need the Word of God in our heart. And we need the Word of God to arrest and apprehend the lies that's keeping us in the dark. A lot of people cannot follow God. A lot of people cannot live for God because of the lies that imprisoned them for so long. And the Word of God will set you free. The Word of God will set you free. Second one is live the truth consistently. Live the truth consistently. 1 John 1:6. If we say we have fellowship with Him, with Jesus, while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. People who have two identities, double life. He's a different person in church, but he's a different person at work or in school. The Bible says if you're claiming to be a follower of Christ, yet you walk in darkness, you're living a life of lie. And you are not practicing the truth. I like that word, practicing the truth. You know, you'll never learn to walk in the truth. You will never learn how to be a truthful person if you don't practice doing it every single day. You know, my son, Jackson, 1 year old. 1 year old and 2 months or 3 months. Okay, naglalakad na ho siya ngayon. Ano? Dami niya na ditong black eye pa sa mga mark of manhood. Pag uwi ko talaga, "Ah, you're my son, you're a man." Yung wife ko naman, "Ano nangyari sa'yo?" But now he's walking. But still, not the way I walk. But he's learning. You know, it did not happen overnight. Every day, almost every morning, we would go out of the house and then we would walk together. Babagsak siya. Papagalitan ko. "Ano ka?" Hindi. "Lalaki ka ba?" Hindi ganun. Lalakad kami, tas babagsak siya. You know, as a dad, I'm not disappointed. You know, actually, I encourage him all the more. "No, it's okay. Stand up. Let's do it." Ang tagal. Ang sakit sa likod. But you know, we do it every day. It took us probably 2 months. But now, he can walk on his own. Looking forward to the day that he will walk like me. But you know how you learn to walk that way? Sometimes may nakikita ka, "Grabe, bakit siya parang man of integrity. I want to be a man of integrity. I want you to know it did not happen overnight. Practice the truth. Practice every day. The reason why we cannot stop living a life of lie is because we're waiting for that magic day to come. Rather than practicing every day. Simula ngayon, magbabalik na ako ng sukli sa jeep. Practice it. Sa una, mahirap talaga magbalik ng piso. No? But practice it. Practice telling the truth. That's why we want to encourage you. Alam mo, si Jackson, mahirap matuto maglakad kung solo siya. Buti may tumutulong sa kanya. That's why we're pushing you to be in victory group. Kung wala ka pang victory group dito, wala pang people around you who's pushing you, encouraging you, praying for you, and challenging you to walk with God, I encourage you, join a victory group. You know, I'm encouraged with some of our leaders here. Hindi po mga wanted to, ano? You know, I'm really grateful for the men who's helping us here. Si Jason Chua, I mean, one of our elders. De, bata pa po si Jason, no? Pero, you know, Raymond, Season, and Dave. See, by the way, you know, si Jason Chua is the one helping us to make sure all the couples here are plugged into a victory group. We're trying to hunt you every week. Kaya, kung wala ka pang victory group, you know, maybe one of these days, Jason will be able to talk to you and find you a group that would fit your time and your season. Raymond, the one in the middle, is the one helping us to really help make sure the singles are plugged into victory groups. And Dave, of course, helping us, making sure the students are in victory group. We need community. We are better together. Last na to, sabihin mo sa katabi mo, we are better together. Don't walk alone. I'll fast forward and then we'll pray. Last thing is know the truth personally. Practical thing we can do, know the truth personally. You know, in John 14, verse 6, it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Listen to this. Truth is not just an idea or a principle. Truth is a person. We cannot change ourselves. We cannot stop living a life of lie just by our own effort. We need Jesus in our lives. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I hope that you will not only know Jesus intellectually, but you will know Jesus personally. That you will really surrender your life to Him. You don't just know things about Jesus. You really know Him. You have a relationship. Some of you, that's what you need to do. You've been going to church, coming to church for so long, but you just attend. It's just a checklist to fulfill a duty. I challenge you, take that step of faith and surrender your life to Jesus. Because until you have that relationship, that encounter, there will be no lasting change. Because only Jesus can change us from the inside out. Don't be content just being here. Parang, alam mo, naalala ko, one last, no? We went to Boracay one time, tapos may mga friends kami, and, you know, we rented a boat to bring us to this place, snorkeling area, and when we reached that place, we're so excited, we all jumped, tapos nag-snorkeling kami. Pero yung ibang kasama namin, nasa boat lang, pag ganun-ganun. Sabi na, oh, tara na, sayang binayad natin. Airfare, hotel. Sabi, nakakatakot dito lang. Dito. Ha! Ito na nga yun eh. Contento na kayo, nasa surface, nasa boat, pag ganun-ganun. Tara, dive! We spent an hour or two just enjoying, going to the deep, exploring. Some of us are like that. Nasa boat, pag ganun-ganun pag Sunday. I want to challenge you. I hope you will dive and go deep and have a personal relationship with Jesus. Amen? Let's all stand and we're going to pray right now. If you're guilty of lying, go up on stage. Levi lang, no? But we're... Puno. Now we're going to pray. Let's just pray right now. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. I pray, Lord, search our heart today. Lord, reveal or remind us if there's any lie that we're keeping, Lord. We're practicing. Hearing your word, we learned, Lord, that lying is not only offensive to you, it hurts other people. It hurts me. You want us to have meaningful, rich, healthy relationship with you and with one another, and lying destroys that. So Lord, I pray, search our heart today. We humble ourselves before you. If we're guilty, I pray, Lord, that we will not make an excuse. We will not justify. We will acknowledge it before you. Lord, we repent of the lies, Lord. The lying that we're guilty of. Kung nagsinungaling kami sa iyo, sa ibang tao, sa sarili namin, Lord, we repent before you today. In fact, after the service, Lord, remind us specific things we need to repent of. Things we need to stop doing. Siguro nagsisinungaling kami through our words, through our action, through business practice. Whatever area, Lord, we repent before you today. We ask for your forgiveness. Thank you for your promise that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to pray for some of you here. If you feel like you're a victim of lying, somebody, give a false testimony about you. Siguro, sobrang na hurt ka, sama ng reputation. I don't know up to what extent. But if you are here today, I want to pray for you. Can you raise your hand right where you are? If you're maligned, accused, lied to, raise your hand. Lord, I pray for these people. First of all, I pray, Lord, that you would heal them from the wound, from the pain, Lord, that they experience. I pray also, Lord, for the grace and the ability to release forgiveness. And Lord, I pray that you will redeem them, Lord. We pray, Lord, it's you who will vindicate them. You restore the honor of their name. I pray, Lord, it's you who will show the truth. And thank you, Lord, that this thing that happened, instead of destroying them, I pray you will use it for their good. Like what happened to Joseph, he was wrongfully accused. He was put in jail for 2 years. But you used that, Lord, to promote him to become the second highest ruler of the land. I pray that you will come through for these people the same way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.